3. Virgil Sams, by going in person to Aresia, could obtain exactly what was needed.
Aresia? Of all the hells in space, why Aresia?
Kinnison demanded.
How? Don't you know that nobody can get anywhere near that damn planet?
I know that the Aresians are very well versed in that science. I know that if Counselor Sams goes to Aresia, he will obtain the symbol he needs. I know that he will never obtain it otherwise. As to how I know these things, I can't. I know them. I tell you, I know them.
And, since Bergenholm was already as well known for uncannily accurate hunches as for a height of genius bordering perilously closely on insanity, the two leaders of civilization did not press him further, but went immediately to the hitherto forbidden planet. They were, apparently, received hospitably enough, and were given lenses by Mentor of Aresia, lenses which, it developed, were all that Bergenholm had indicated, and more. The lens is a lenticular structure of hundreds of thousands of tiny crystalloids, built and tuned to match the individual life force, the ego, the personality, of one individual entity. While not, strictly speaking, alive, it is endowed with a sort of pseudo-life, by virtue of which it gives off a strong, characteristically changing, polychromatic light, as long as it is in circuit with the living mentality with which it is in synchronization. Conversely, when worn by anyone except its owner, it not only remains dark, but it kills. So strongly does its pseudo-life interfere with any life to which it is not attuned. It is also a telepathic communicator of astounding power and range, and other things. Back on Earth, Sams set out to find people of lensman caliber to send to Aresia. Kinnison's son Jack, and his friend Mason Northrop, Conway Costigan, and Sams' daughter Virgilia, who had inherited her father's hair and eyes, and who was the most accomplished muscle reader of her time, went first. The boys got lenses, but Jill did not. Mentor, who was to her senses a woman 7 feet tall, told her that she did not then, and never would, need a lens, and it should be mentioned here in passing that no two entities who ever saw Mentor ever saw the same thing. Frederick Rodebush, Lyman Cleveland, young Bergenholm, and a couple of Commodores of the Patrol, Clayton of North America and Schweikert of Europe, just about exhausted Earth's resources.